Okay, I'm just going to read some verses from a story we've already heard, Luke 24. Luke 24, verse 1 says, on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Hallelujah. He has risen. There's been some incredible events in history over the years. You just need to look back at all the various revolutions that have happened that have shaped and influenced society and culture. You just need to look at the Reformation in terms of the church. You think about the two world wars and the influence and impact that had on the world. You think of speeches like Martin Luther King's, I Have a Dream. You think of the first man walking on the moon. You think of the fall of communism. You think of the end of apartheid. You think of Didier Drogba scoring that winning goal for Chelsea in the European Cup final. There's been some incredible events in history that have influenced and shaped the world and different cultures. But the most significant event, the most significant words that were ever spoken happened on that very first Easter Sunday. The resurrection of Jesus Christ. The words, he is not here, he is risen. Hallelujah. The most significant things that's ever happened. And because he lives, and that was a great, well done, Tessa, lovely, beautiful. Because he lives, I want to add one slight thing to that song. It says, because he lives, we can face tomorrow. But my points are this too. Because he lives, we can face life. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Yesterday, because he lives, we can know his forgiveness, freedom from guilt and sin. Today, because we have many of his promises. And tomorrow, because we can walk in those promises. We can face life. Because he lives, we live. He came that we may have life and life in all its fullness. That's what he's given to us. And as we journey through this life, we have his promises that enable us to not only face life, but to enjoy life, to embrace it, and to live out the plans and purposes God has for us here. His promises are incredible. Because he lives, he promises that he's going to be with us always. Because he lives, he's available to us 24/7. He walks alongside us. He, in his presence, is with us. We saw on that first Easter Sunday when Cleopas and his friend were walking on the road to Emmaus. They were confused. They were disappointed. They were upset. They didn't know what was going on. They thought that this Jesus was the Messiah and he was going to bring about the kingdom of Israel again. And yet suddenly they see him hanging on a cross and dead and buried in a tomb. And then even more confusing, people said he'd risen from the dead and they just didn't know what to think. And in the midst of that confusion, in the midst of that pain, Jesus comes and walks alongside them. And he comforts them, he listens to them, he strengthens them, he teaches them as they journey through this life. And that's exactly what he does with us. He promises us to be with us as we journey through this life, through the good times, through the tough times, through the highs and through the lows. The one thing he doesn't guarantee when you agree to say yes to Jesus and to follow Jesus is that your life will be easier. But what he does say is that he will be with you always, that he will never leave you nor forsake you. That's his promise. And because he lives, we can trust his promise. It's for you, it's for me today. We can trust his promise of his provision. We can face today, we can face tomorrow because he promises to provide for us. Paul says, my God will meet all your needs. Not just some of them, all your needs. Not necessarily your wants or your desires or your greeds, but your needs. He's confident. He says, my God will meet all your needs, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, financial. He says, because he lives, he will meet your need as you journey through this life. So we can not only face it, we can embrace it and enjoy it. We can be free from fear. We can be free from those things. And because he lives, we can know his power. We have the promise of his power. He promises to give us his Holy Spirit. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead is in us and available to us. And Jesus says, you can have my power. I give you my power. The power to live the normal Christian life. The power to do the things that Jesus has called us to do. And he says, it's yours. So we can not just, you know, kind of put up with life. We can embrace it and we can enjoy it. We can live this life to the full. But not only because he lives can we face life, but we can also face death. You know, if there's one thing that's guaranteed, that is unless Jesus comes back again, and he's coming back again, you know, his return is closer than it was yesterday. Do you know that? And he's coming back again. But if he doesn't come back soon, probably a lot of us won't be here. Sorry to upset you there. But it's true. See, the one thing is that we're all destined to die. We're going to die because we're made of flesh and blood. And we don't go on forever. It's guaranteed. But we do not need to be afraid. We do not need to be in fear of that. We may be a little bit anxious about how that happens and when that happens. I was only talking to someone a couple of days ago, and they've just literally received some unhelpful news. But they were incredibly peaceful. They were incredibly contented. And there were two reasons for that. One is because they're slightly older, and they understand they've had a good life. They've had a good innings, as it were. But secondly, because they're trusting in Jesus and they believe the promises of Jesus. That physical death isn't the end. It's simply the beginning of new life in Christ for those who believe. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. And whoever believes and believes in me will never die. It's an incredible statement that he makes, but he backed it up on Easter Sunday. And he makes his promise to us that just as he was raised from the dead, that even though we may die physically, that he will raise us from the dead too. And we will be with him forever. So we can face both life and we can face death because he lives. Hallelujah. This Easter, I pray that you will know that, not just in your head, but you will know it in your heart. And it will affect the way that you live in this life. That you will have the same confidence of what we read about in the scriptures of the disciples, of those followers of Jesus, that they truly knew because Jesus was alive, that they could face anything. And so can we. May we pray. Let's pray. Father, we just want to thank you for your amazing love for each one of us. Lord, we thank you that you didn't hold back. Lord, there's so many things about us which are fallen and sinful and broken, and yet, Lord, you delight in us and you came to us through your Son. You gave yourself for us on the cross. And Lord, you took our punishment, you took our sin and our shame when you died. But Lord, we thank you that you rose again. And Lord, we thank you that in new life, we have new life in you. And Lord, I pray that we would understand fully what it means because you live, that we live too. And Lord, the life that you have for us, we'd embrace and that we run with it. Lord, that we wouldn't hold back, that we'd be confident in that whatever we face, Lord, whatever's happened yesterday, whatever's happening today, or whatever's going to happen tomorrow, Lord, that we would know your peace and your confidence and your presence and your power and your provision. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.